So, welcome to my talk about the perfect Gary Patch in the context of contributing to LibreOffice. So, to set some context here, LibreOffice uses Gerrit for code review, for change management, getting changes into the ultimately into the Git repo, it also uses Jenkins for testing all these changes to see that they are good and don't break the code, the Git repo. By now we're even at a stage where you cannot bypass Gerrit, so all the changes that go into LibreOffice need to go through Gerrit. We'll come back to that later, a reason for that. In an emergency, like master got broken anyway, and you know you have a fix in Gerrit that would fix that quickly so that others benefit quickly, you can skip ahead through Jenkins and avoid waiting for it before you can push something. But the normal way is that go through Gerrit, wait for Jenkins, then submit. Even for people who do not require code review because they know the piece of code they changed best anyway. But for all the changes, we go through this route. So some more context. The jargon used by Gerrit is maybe a bit confusing in some ways. Like every change that you have in Gerrit that will end up as one commit in Git is known as a change in Gerrit. A change can consist of multiple what they call patch sets. So that's the revisions of the change. If you find a bug, or some reviewer finds a bug with one of your versions of the change, you upload a new version, and that's known as a new patch set. In the other dimension, changes can also form relation chains of multiple changes. So when one change depends on another, you upload them in bulk and they form a relation chain, and Gerrit groups them together. And ultimately, when a change is found to be good and moved to the true Git repo, that's known as submitting the change. So, who looks at these changes? Whom is the people who benefit from you doing nice changes that are easy to consume? Of course, that's initially when you upload a change for review and hope that somebody will look at it. These people need to be comfortable with what they see there and navigate easily through your change or through the actual content of your change. But also, once your change got into the Git repo, got submitted, people still look at it. That's because some people tend to review stuff once it hits the Git repo. There's mail sent out then, and you can easily browse through that, and if there's something that catches your eye, you look at that, what they missed during initial Gerrit review, because there's so many Gerrit changes outstanding all the time that you can easily miss one or two and then only look at them later. Another thing is when such a change then later causes an issue, like 2 years in, something breaks, you look back through the Git history, you find what is likely the culprit, you look at the details there, you see the link to Gerrit, you follow the link there, you see all the discussion, all the comments about the original change that went on 2 years ago, and you learn something more about the change, and you see something there, and you want to discuss that further, might that be the issue? Could we do something better here? So the natural place to discuss this then is, of course, still in the commands of this Garrett change, even if it is all, if it is closed already, and the initial developer thought it was done. So all this means, even when a change got submitted and closed, please still watch out for new comments on these. Typically, you get them as email if you configured things or didn't misconfigure things, I guess. So please watch out also for mail about all changes that you think are already done anyway. Which brings us to some rather trivial details about how to write a change. But even if they are trivial, they do help, and it's nice to stick to these rules of thumb, how to write a change and how to make it easier for people to review your changes pre and after submitting. One thing that comes off quite often, probably because it is so trivial and invites bike shedding in all kinds of ways, is we have an extremely old code base that evolved over many years and has many different ways of how to write code and all kinds of different ideas people had how to do these micro formatting differences of where to put spaces and whatnot. And yeah, but still, you can read that most of the time. It's not like it's completely impossible to look at, even if there's mixed styles in one file. You concentrate on the content and not on where these spaces go. But then there's often changes that have to change one line in a file, like some if statement. And then there's some more nearby if state, and they have to reformat that a bit, to reformulate that a bit. So the people then, I don't know why, but they tend to, if that line isn't formatted to their taste, they start to reformat it in what they think, and they retype part of that line, and naturally whatever their muscle memory is, they use their start, and that's okay. But then there's also these five other lines around where the if was formatted in a slightly in a way that the people don't like that much, and they for a reason I don't know they start to also reformat these other lines, which doesn't help that much, because then the reviewer doesn't have a one line change to look at, but a five line change.